With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A severe winter storm continues barreling across the northern part of the U.S.
A wild winter storm is expected to bring strong winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures to the Great Lakes and Northeast today, a day after a bomb cyclone barreled across the northern U.S., leaving tens of thousands of customers without power, more than a third of them in Michigan. And in New York, the governor is warning residents to expect whiteout conditions in parts of the state, including the Syracuse metro area, posting on social media that if you're in an impacted area, to please avoid all unnecessary travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has indicated that the U.S. has hit a dock facility along a shore as he wages a pressure campaign on Venezuela. But the U.S. has offered few details about that incident. America's top law enforcement officer insists the Trump administration is ahead of the curve when it comes to cracking down on a notorious fraud scandal.
Attorney General Bondi says so far 98 people, the lion's share of Somali descent, have been charged and more than 60 convicted in court in the massive Minnesota fraud scandal, defrauding taxpayers of billions of dollars through Medicare scams and bogus child care centers, among other schemes that have allegedly run rampant for years.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. A federal district court says the White House cannot defund the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which has largely been inoperable since President Trump took office. At issue is whether the president's budget director can effectively shut down the agency and lay off all of its employees. The judge said the government must continue to pay employees at the Consumer Finance Agency. Stocks trading lower at this hour. This is SRN News. Looking back at 2025, the Supreme Court delivered a verdict on transgenderism. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
In a 6-3 decision, the justices upheld a Tennessee law that bars sex change operations on children. It's a landmark ruling because more than half the states have similar statutes, and they would all have been wiped away if the high court had decided differently. In the new year, the justices are expected to render a verdict on two state laws that prohibit males from competing against females in school sports, K-12, and in college. Michael Harrington reporting.
British conservatives are calling for a human rights activist to be stripped of his citizenship over past social media posts containing anti-Semitic language. The leaders of the conservative and reform parties also want Alaa Abd El Fattah deported following the discovery of the tweets. The activist has since apologized for those posts. This is SRN News. One of golf's greatest players has reached the half-century mark.
Tiger Woods played a game with which hardly anyone could relate. Now he approaches a milestone that makes him like everyone else. Woods turns 50 on Tuesday. This celebration is more about appreciating the past than wondering about the future. Woods has had more surgeries than the 15 majors he won. He is eligible for the 50 and older PGA Tour Champions League without any indication he will play. Woods has only played 11 times since he was badly injured in a 2021 car crash in Los Angeles. He didn't play on tour in 2025. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Some big problems in the Channel Tunnel that connects the UK and continental Europe. A loss of power and a stuck train interrupted traffic to and from London during the busy holiday period. The tunnel operator said the power problem began overnight, but traffic should be improving. More details at srnnews.com.